bertemu kembali dan pada akhir April kami menyiarkan laporan di mana kira-kira 1 juta pekerja sektor pelancongan di Malaysia dijangka hilang pekerjaan pada tahun ini susulan penularan jangkitan COVID-19. Menurut Menteri Pelancongan Kesenian dan Kebudayaan Datuk Seri Nancy Shukri, industri itu juga merekodkan kerugian kira-kira 20 bilion ringgit dalam tempoh 4 bulan pertama tahun ini. Dan mari kita bincangkan bagaimana Malaysia boleh buka kembali sektor pelancongan bersama pengasas dan juga Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Hospitality Asia Platinum Awards, Jennifer Ong. Kumpulan HAPA ditubuhkan pada 1994 untuk menerbitkan penerbitan berkaitan hospitality, makanan dan juga minuman dan pengembaraan untuk sektor pengembaraan. Antara segmen lain yang turut diceburi adalah anugerah berkaitan sektor sama pengurusan, acara dan juga latihan dan perundingan. Izinkan saya teruskan dalam bahasa Inggeris. Jennifer, during our last conversation, I think that was during the first MCO, we talked about the threat to the tourism industry. More than 2 months in, could you share with us if the threat has materialized and how badly affected is the tourism industry right now?
Right. The threat has definitely materialized, for sure. The hotels are really, really badly hit, you know, along with airlines and tourism spots and even entertainment-based companies and establishments. If you look at what has happened from the time the MCO was lifted and it became the MCO, hotels started opening, but there were also many hotels that had closed permanently because they had to do staff reductions, they had to do layoffs, they had to do retrenchment. There wasn't any tourists at all because the interstate traveling has not been lifted, right? The borders have not been lifted, So they aren't getting any guests at all checking in, and not forgetting the meetings, large meetings have been cancelled, events are not allowed to be held, and these are all the bread and butter of hotels, other than just rooms. So if you look at the last 2-3 months, hotels have practically had zero income, but the costs continue. Mm-hmm. The moratoriums were really helpful, right? They had to till September. But what happened to the other costs? They still had to retain their staff. Subsidies were only given to those earning below 4,000, and it's only 600 ringgit. Mm-hmm. And that isn't enough because some hotels have got 200 to 400 staff. And utilities they still have to pay, and there was only like 15% of subsidy from TNB. So there are, other than salaries, there are a lot of other costs that are involved in a hotel operation. And if a hotel has to continue keeping the staff and keeping the business with zero income, I think, you know, if you do simple maths and you look at even comparing with SMEs, how different is a hotel from an SME business? How different is a hotel from an F&B business? Mm-hmm. And every single business requires income in order to sustain. So I think if you look at the totality of the hospitality industry, particularly hotels here in Malaysia, there's been many, many layoffs, retrenchments, and unfortunately, you know, even closures of hotels.
And Jennifer, what will happen to these employees? Is there an active effort to relocate them into other industries? Because I think we also know that other industries or the economy is generally affected by COVID-19. So where will they go?
Well, you know, hotels do try. Yeah, they do try to find alternatives for the staff who have to leave based on retrenchment or based on, even resignation. Unfortunately, there aren't any industries who are hiring. You know, other than maybe groceries in terms of, you know, supermarkets, there are no other industries that are doing well. No one's hiring, literally no one's hiring. So, and it's really, really sad because these staff have acquired skill sets, they've acquired knowledge of hospitality over the years, and they are an asset to our tourism industry. And now when they have to go, you know, we don't even know which other industries they'll end up going into, you know, if they're lucky to even find a job. So, they, you know, with all these government initiatives and efforts, which is really good about, you know, there's train in place and they have a lot of other programs to help these people find jobs. The problem is there aren't any companies hiring. So where are these staff going to go? Mm-hmm. And, you know, the last thing any hotels want to do, the last thing is to release the staff because these are their assets. You know, they spend years training them. They spend years working in this industry. So if they release the staff today, And when the industry comes back, when the tourism industry comes back and they have to rehire, they may not be able to find these people. But it's a chicken and egg situation for them. If they keep them, they won't be able to pay because mm-hmm. there's zero income. And the subsidy, the wage subsidy isn't enough for them to keep the people. As much as they want to, they can't. So, you know, the big question is, where are they going to go? And there isn't any answer for that.
And Jennifer, we know that the government will announce a recovery plan or a package soon. Given the state that the industry is in right now, what do we need to retain or create jobs in the tourism sector? What short-term, medium and long-term measures do we have or do we need right now? Somebody suggested yesterday that it could be as easy as allowing people in the green zone to travel or to allow people in the green zone to do interstate travels. Would this be the simplest measure to help the tourism, the local tourism industry right now?
Yes. You see, in tourism, as long as the interstate and the borders are not open, there will be no traveling. No one's allowed to travel right now. And if they can, exactly what you just said, you know, if they can start opening up interstate traveling for the green zone areas, and hotels are doing their part. They're giving, you know, really good rates, they're giving special packages. They're following SOPs to make sure they follow the guidelines of what, you know, in terms of government has implemented. And if the government can start opening certain borders and certain interstate travelling where the green zones are indicated, and you can start seeing people having the desire to come back to travel, come back to spend a bit, yeah? And I think that is not all. Opening the borders is just one area. What the hotels really need right now is subsidies on wages, subsidies on cash, loans, for example. Mm-hmm. If the government can give a two-year low interest loan to commercial banks, to these hotels, to be used just to pay wages and also to pay utilities, for example, that would help them. Right. Mm-hmm. And also larger discounts and subsidies from utility companies would help them too. So it's not just about opening borders that will help the tourism market pick up again. That's going to take time because the confidence has to come back. Mm-hmm. There are also other areas that is required by hotels, be it large or small. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're a large or small hotel. You need these subsidies in order for them to continue. And the fact that if these hotel owners are willing to continue, if these hotel owners are willing to even take a loan for their business in order to pay wages, to keep these people, keep these what we call service heroes, I think if the government can look into that particular area to help these business owners to be able to continue business with zero income or very little income, that will help save the whole tourism industry in Malaysia, for sure.
And Jennifer, for those who are able to withstand the pressure right now, how are they coping with the new norm? Surely they are seeing negative impacts on their costs and operations, lower capacity, perhaps. How are they doing it right now?
I don't think there's anyone coping with the new norm in a meaningful way. Everyone just using the term new norm because that's the way things are and we have to follow because these are guidelines and these are, you know, it's not just in terms of tourism here in Malaysia, but tourism guidelines globally as well, right? So they're all now struggling to even find their feet. Mm-hmm. They need to know how long they can't tell how long this whole pandemic is going to go on, when the confidence of traveling is going to come back, when the lifting of these borders is going to take place, and even if it does, it is safe. So people are now really struggling to even find a grip on how they can go on with the business. And if you talk to any of these business owners, you know, particularly hotel business owners, and you ask them how are you coping, the answers are always the same. You know, we're just trying, Jen. We're just trying. We're trying very hard. And the thing is that they do not. There's so many uncertainties. They don't even know how long they have to try, how much cash reserves they have, mm-hmm. right? And the minute the cash reserves dries up, that's it. They have to throw in the towel. They have to give up the hotel. So mm-hmm. what's going to happen to the whole tourism industry when 50% of our hotels closed down.
And,
right?
And Jen, do you foresee a long lull in the tourism sector? Sorry to cut you there, but do you foresee a long lull, or do the players foresee a long lull in the tourism sector? Do you have any indication as to how long will it be before, you know, we can perhaps go back to the old normal or norm?
Yes, that's going to be a long lull for sure. It's going to take a long time for the tourism industry to recover and to pick up. I think, you know, you're talking about 12 to 18 months. That's my guess. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball here, but I think, you know, that's the sentiment of, you know, all the hotel owners, or even tourism owners, or even airlines, for example, right? They don't even know how long the lull period is going to go, but they know it's going to be a long time. Now, 2020 is a write-off. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Whatever they can afford, you know, once the borders open up, or once the interstate borders up, whatever they can grab onto, they will take whatever there is to sustain, to be able to even sustain the operations and the team through to the end of 2020. If there's anything at all that will pick up, it would definitely be, you know, maybe even after June next year. So what they really need to do right now is just to keep costs low. That's it. That's all they can do, just keep costs low. But how long can you run a business with zero income, even though you are able to keep the costs low? Because hotel operations, you're talking about large number of employees. You know, they're not small scale. They're large scale. They're in the hundreds. And seeing these hotels close one by one, and seeing, you know, retrenchment happening day by day, it's really sad. But, you know, what else can these business owners do? This is the best that they can do. So we're really, really pleading, if, you know, the government can look into not just in terms of promoting domestic tourism when the interstate travel borders can be open, but also how else can the government assist these business owners so that they can keep the business, so that they can keep the hotels running. And when the travel confidence is back, you know, they're all charged up, they're all ready to pick up the whole tourism market again.
And
but
Jen, we
if
have...
they are not even given the ability or the opportunity to survive, then there is no tourism to be talking about.
And Jen, we have about 1 minute left. I'm sure part of HAPA or HAPA is to look at success stories. And I'm sure you have a trove of creative ideas, or you'll be looking out for creative ideas or innovations to maybe look at how players are surviving the COVID-19, or maybe even share during the next round of the awards program. Tell us more about this. What will you be looking out for to look at how businesses survive? Briefly, Jen, for about a minute.
Right. So, you know, part of what HAPA does is we are always out there looking and recognizing people who've really got the drive and determination to push through. And this is exactly what HAPA will continue to do, and we're here to look out for business owners who can pivot and change business models right now to accommodate the so-called the new norm. And then when the travel confidence is back and things are coming back to normal, they then go back to the previous business model to upscale again, right? So I think there's a lot of need and requirement for business owners today to look out of the box as much as they can. But I can tell you this, any company, any business owners, regardless of your hotel or a restaurant or airline or any other business out there, all the SMEs there, if you can survive through this storm till the end of 2020 and still be around in 2021 to continue fighting, I think you all deserve an award. You know, this is what true entrepreneurship is, to be able to really continue fighting as much as you can for the business to go on. But, you know, we'd like to be able, HAPA would like to be able to work with the Ministry of Tourism as well as all the ministries and the government to see how we can help to these business owners to continue their business in whatever best way we can.
Okay.
So, you know, we just need to continue to have faith and putting the travel confidence back into our people to start off with, of course, domestic tourism first. And when the borders are ready, you know, we're all ready with the right skill of people. We do the right training. We put people back into their spot, give them back the confidence. And, of course, true motivation, you know, really, really motivated service heroes out there who would put our tourism industry back into order.
And Jen, my next destination is Malacca as soon as the borders are open. What's your next destination? Briefly, one. I'm looking for one answer.
Okay. I would like to go to, yeah, actually, Malacca and Penang would be two places that I would like to go to. You know, that's where you can see. And also, if you know, when it comes to beach, I'll go to PD.
Thank you very much.
All the destinations that I remember when I was a little girl, where my parents used to take me. You know, you want really nice places to eat, you go to Penang, and Malacca is really full of old, you know, tradition, and then go to PD, because that's where the beachfront is. So, yes, so these will be my three places to go, and I'm really looking forward to the opening of these interstate families.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jen, pengasas dan juga Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Hospitality Asia Platinum Awards, Jennifer Ong, membincangkan berkenaan dengan sektor pelancongan di Malaysia. Saya Reza Zulkifli. Ini Niaga Awani, teruskan bersama kami untuk perbincangan berkenaan dengan pembukaan ekonomi dan juga apakah pelan pemulihan yang dijangkakan. Salam hormat.